I did something yesterday that I'm not necessarily proud of, but I'm kind of proud of because it was like a real hard feat.
I saw you get in the car.
Yeah.
I did. And I said to myself, well, that's cool. Maybe I should have done that to take and save for later, too. But to find out after that, there was no saving.
There was no saving.
It was really kind of jarring to me.
Yeah. Raven and I were at an event together, and there was a food truck there, and they were giving out delicious Philly cheesesteaks. Foot-long cheesesteaks covered in cheese and juice and peppers.
Yeah, peppers and onions. Yeah, they were good.
And they were large, but we were in a rush because we had to get out of there, so I took mine to go. Now, Raven was under the assumption that I would bring mine home to eat, but I love to eat while I'm driving.
I mean, they set it up for easy transportation. How long did it take before you started shoving some of it in your mouth?
Oh, I didn't even pull out of the car dealership. And I was already like, I had my, so I brought a fork and a knife and a napkin, right? And I had it all set up. So I opened up the styrofoam and I placed it on my lap with the Philly cheesesteak facing up at me.
Yes.
I took the napkin.
Nearly leaning on you,
yes,
really.
And I placed the napkin on my bosom because I knew that there would certainly be some pieces that would fall. Now, here's the rule I have in my car. If it falls in between my legs on the seat, I could still eat it.
Yeah, it's still fair game.
It's still good. But if it falls off the sides, yeah, like down into the ditches.
Then it's lost forever.
Gone. It's
right.
Gone.
I mean, you're not cleaning it up even after.
Oh, there's some McDonald's French fries that have been sitting there for years. Every once in a while, I catch a glimpse and I'm like, no, Anna, yeah, you can't do that.
They'll find those when you return the lease, right?
Yeah. And as I drove down the highway, I ate with the fork my large Philly cheesesteak. And then as I finished all the meat inside,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I then took the empty pieces of bread, the foot-long bread,
and I
shoved it down my throat and I ate it that way. And I love to eat while I drive.
This is so wrong on so many levels. Like, I mean, as far as just the pure danger of yourself and the others around you. So here's the thing. The sub, first off, when you told me you ate it, what did I say? I was like, oh my God, that was dangerous. How did you hold it without everything falling all over it? Because I ate it standing in a parking lot, not operating heavy machinery, and it poured all over my face and my body as I ate it.
Okay? I had the napkin on my bosom. I told you.
But I mean, the fact that you told me that you ate it with a fork,
yeah,
it seems to me even more dangerous.
No, it's...
Is there actually a hand on the steering wheel at all?
Yes, my left hand... No, I'm a professional. So I'm a professional at eating in my car. I eat salads.
You shovel it.
Salads I eat while I'm driving.
Messy.
Oatmeal.
Oh
with
my
a spoon.
Gosh.
I could eat that. Yeah, it's got to be thick. If it's too thin, it's a little difficult.
All right, top items that it would be dangerous to eat in your car. I'm concerned with the things that I'm getting on me. So the danger is really going to be if I spill something and I look down, that's when I'll probably flip the vehicle off the road.
Yeah.
Because then I'll be so mad because, you know, I'm headed somewhere, obviously, and I'm going to look like a slop. But for you, danger might be something else.
Yeah, so I can't eat anything that involves a knife. So if there's like, so I like a steak, a pork chop.
Oh my gosh.
Like if I
unless
like,
you're willing to use your hands and just bite it. So yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like that's all right. But if it's like a pure steak sandwich and it like I need a fork or I get like a big piece of fat in my mouth, I have a hard time with that. But otherwise, everything else is fair game.
Burritos could be too hot inside. Then you're doing a as you're trying to drive.
Disagreed. I could definitely do a burrito.
Donuts?
What? Donuts are made to be eaten while you're driving.
No, jelly down your lap or whatever, your shirt.
Doug, you are an amateur. You
French
gotta look it out first. Come on.
Salt all over your chest, though. And then it's down in the crevice.
Why don't you put the napkin on your bosom? I'm telling you, that'll solve everything.
It's like the airbag for your clothing.
Uh-huh.